This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
This music's going to carry us to 7 o'clock, Randy. Let's do it. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Shay Cornett, Randy Scott filling in for the guys here this evening. And thanks to 710 of ESPN LA for that highlight. Yeah, the Lakers, they took game one, but they got Warriors got a chance at redemption tonight in game two. Lucky for us, Chris Carlin, host of this very show right here, Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, with us now for a couple of minutes. Before we dive into Lakers-Warriors coming our way in a couple of hours, let's start with the Star Wars thing, because today is May the 4th be with you, Canty. And that noise has been happening for the last 2 hours. And you, I believe, asked, did something happen this? That's been happening this afternoon, that noise. And it's making me want to slightly throw up in my mouth. So here's the question. This is my pop culture blind spot. I have not seen a Star Wars movie, Star Trek. I don't know the difference. I don't know the characters. I don't know what that noise is. What's your pop culture blind spot, Mr. Carlin?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm a mid-level Star Wars fan. I've seen all of them except for the prequels, like the three that came out after the first three. Boy, my pop culture blind spot.
He's so well-rounded, Randy, he can't even think of one.
No, that's not it at all. I mean, the whole thing's a blind spot, truth be told. My music knowledge should be a whole lot better than it is. It's okay. But it should be a whole lot better. I'm the guy that when I hear it, I'm like, oh, that's who does that? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which, like that, that's me.
And working at ESPN Radio, you know, you have these like bump-in songs, like they always play like the hits, you know, when we're coming back from break or whatever. And I'm always like whispering to like Jordan or whoever I'm hosting, like, who is this? What is that?
Yeah.
Candy's always like, singing them.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. So. He's like, Candy, take it away. No idea who that is. Okay, so we found your, but we found Billboard Top 100, not your thing. No problem. No big deal.
Is it all Jersey though, Carla? Like, are you Asbury Park? Are you, you know, Jovi, like the whole thing? Or
no, I mean, listen, you have to know Springsteen and Bon Jovi if you're from Jersey like me, but it's more like, I don't know, like the 2010s, I should know a whole lot better than I do.
That's fair.
That's where the blind spot would be.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. All right, you want to talk sports now? Or you want to keep going? We could keep going with music.
What the hell?
Why not Whitney in the Jersey thing, though? Can we add her into it? Isn't she?
Is she Jersey?
Right? Yeah.
Whitney, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yes.
That's just from Texas.
She moved here one time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lakers Warriors is tonight, Mr. Carlin. Number one, Lakers looked really good. Anthony Davis, really good in game one. Is it sustainable for game two, though?
I think it's sustainable. To me, it's about them continuing to just focus on him. He is the way that the Lakers win. If you look at how he has performed through the postseason so far, and even the second half of the year when things were going so much better for them, it's because he's on the court. And that's what's so different about this Lakers team, is that Anthony Davis has to be the best player on the Lakers for them to win consistently. And it's not a knock on LeBron. It's just that's what it is. If he is having games like the other night, they are going to be just fine in the end. And the other thing, too, is his defensive, just the presence. The Warriors shot somewhere in the neighborhood of 40% inside the lane the other night in the paint. And, like, that's just because of his presence. And that, to me, is a major, major factor. I think it's sustainable. I don't know if the 40-plus minutes is sustainable for, you know, back-to-back, or not, you know, one day off type games. But I absolutely think the performance is sustainable.
Yeah, they did shoot 40% in the paint. And by the way, that is the worst of all the remaining teams in the playoffs, the way that they shot in the paint, the Warriors. So we'll see if they can actually get that done tonight. Go ahead, Randy, sorry.
Well, no, I was going to say, you know, you touched on it there, Carlin, like 44 minutes is the not sustainable part for a guy who seems to just grab Laker Nation by the throat every time he falls. He falls harder. He takes the longest to get up, grimaces the most, and who knows how one little thing can lead to something else. And I just want to read, like, just looking at his game log, he's an EKG machine when it comes to productivity. It's up one day, it's down the next. It's 22 points, then it's 13, then it's 31, then it's 12, then it's 31 again, then it's 16. What level of, like, I guess baseline consistency do they have to have from him? I agree that he has to be the way, But can they rely on him to be that version, that game one version, instead of the up and down stock market that we saw against Memphis?
It doesn't have to be 30. It's got to be 25. I think it's got to be 25 and 12.
Okay.
If he's that, I think they're in good shape. The other thing, too, is because of that defensive presence that we just talked about, it helps them be a little bit better defensively out on the perimeter. And we know that's the way that you have to beat the Warriors is to be able to defend them a little bit outside. Not just, look, nobody's going to shut it down altogether, but I do think the pace helps the Warriors if they can get it up and down the floor, but it also has to be not consistently fouling Davis too. So that's a problem. It's a major mismatch in this series. And whether it's Draymond, Kevon Looney, as good as he's been with rebounding in this series, he has not, or in this postseason, he has not been terribly good defending Anthony Davis. That's a bad mismatch for them.
No doubt about it. So we'll see what happens tonight between Lakers and Warriors. And keep in mind, too, for the Lakers and for Anthony Davis, like, they play every other night in this series. It's not like the Knicks, who are getting extended rest, and the Heat, who are getting extended rest. Like, Anthony Davis does not have that luxury on his side. Okay, so who you got, Carlin, tonight? Lakers or Warriors? Who takes game two?
I think the Warriors will even the series up. I mean, if you ask Canty, as a Laker fan, the series is over.
No, I'm sure. Of course it is. Why even play the
exactly.
next few games?
Well, just stay home, and honestly, you could play the series on NBA 2K. Do something like that. this is I expect this to be a 6-7 game series. I do, and I'm still not giving in on the Warriors. The one thing that was amazing to me is how much the betting odds changed after game one. Prior to game one, it was minus 155. The Warriors were the favorite. And then after game one, the Lakers were minus 165. So that was a major swing. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's one game. But there are things to be alarmed at if you're the Warriors. I do think they will play much better tonight. And I do think we have to factor in that the Lakers had an extra 2 days off, mm-hmm. Extra day and a half off roughly. Than the Warriors did. So these are not two teams that, are terribly young. So they both need their rest, as they say.
All right, he is Chris Carlin, host of Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. She is Shea Cornett. I'm Randy Scott. We're filling in for the guys. I want to get to the Eastern Conference, the game two that we saw between the Sixers and the Celtics. If you had told, Sixer Nation here that they get Joel Embiid back and Jason Tatum goes for 7 points, they're thinking they're going back to Philly up 2-0. How was it so lopsided in Boston's favor, considering the MVP, returned from his knee injury?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. You knew that they were going to be super motivated in that game. And this is the way it usually goes. I give Jay Will a lot of credit because he saw this even before the news that Embiid was coming back. He expected last night to be a blowout in favor of the Celtics, and I think a lot of it has to do with that home team that is the favorite in the series getting shocked in game one, and it's almost like getting the paddles to the chest, so to speak. And they came to life in game two. That was just more energy. And there's also a letdown in energy if you're the Sixers. Yes, Embiid is back out there, but he is just finding his way. He is still rusty. We had Vince Carter on this morning when I was filling in for Greeny, and he said, look, and I'm with him on this, the idea that you're thinking you want to continue to rest Embiid until the weekend, you need to get the cobwebs out now. And the fact that they lost last night as badly as they did, it still counts as one loss. So I think there was always going to be a letdown in energy after you win game one. It took a lot to win game one, and I think you saw the Celtics play the way they did. The Sixers, to me, will have a major home court advantage here. And if the Celtics get out of Philly at 2-2, then I think they've got a realistic chance to win the series. I do think that the Sixers are going to end up winning this series, and I do think they're going to get these two in Philly.
So a few things. I heard Vince Carter say that this morning. I was listening to you guys, and I agree with him. But I'm also like, this is a veteran player in Embiid. Yeah, okay, he's banged up. He's been banged up a lot. Like, yeah. Does he really need to get the cobwebs out in a playoff series? Like, does he really need that kind of added motivation? He also just won the MVP. I agree with you, Carlin. He's going to have, obviously, a huge home court advantage, not only because it's the playoffs and it's Philadelphia, but also because of that. Like, they're going to be even more juiced to see him play. And so when Vince said that to you, Carlin, this morning, I was like, why does he need to get the cobwebs out? Like, why wouldn't you want to just bring him in after winning an MVP, your home court? You obviously had some good thing going with Harden being the guy. I kind of disagreed with that statement. But nonetheless, we'll see what happens here going forward. All right, how about the Celtics? Shooting from the way they did last night, forget Jason Tatum. Obviously, he wasn't even a factor anyways. But shooting from the perimeter, is that even sustainable?
No. Not at that level.
No way.
I mean, look, I expect these games to be highly competitive. I don't think we're going to be facing those kind of performances. It's an aberration kind of night. And it's not that they're not that good, but you always get role players who are going to play better at home. Jaylen Brown was obviously terrific. He's the 1A to his one. And one of those two guys is going to play well. You have to expect that to be the case. So I don't think it's sustainable at that kind of level. Listen, if you're the Celtics, let's not try to find out if we can win with Jason Tatum playing like that
the rest
of the series.
No joke.
All right, Chris, I want to get to this Sauce Gardner sound. I know you've heard it, and we've all seen Aaron Rodgers enjoying the perks of being a New York athlete here. I mean, he's
like, I ain't in Green Bay anymore. Look at me in the Big Apple.
Now, I don't know about the wisdom of having, you know, Aaron Rodgers supporting your squad in an elimination game. His own record in those games, not very strong, and maybe he bit the Rangers. I don't know. But Aaron Rodgers has enjoyed it. I said it so nobody else has to. But he had Sauce Gardner alongside him, and the age difference in this between these two guys is considerable. And here's Sauce on being made fun of by the elder Rodgers for a celebrity there courtside that Sauce didn't recognize.
I got to meet a few movie stars. I got to meet Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Tracy Morgan, but he was just picking on me a little bit for being young. We was getting seated and he was like, we're about to sit by Jessica Alba. And I'm just like, oh, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, I don't know who that is. And he just looked at me. He looked at me like I'm crazy. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was just great. Just being able to sit over there, and I got to meet her, one of her friends who was from Detroit, actually. You know, it was great vibes. But that whole night, he'd just keep asking me out of nowhere. He's like, do you know who that person is? And I'm like, bro, that's Amari Stoudemire. I know who that is. Like, now you're just picking on me at this point.
All right, so Sauce Gardner didn't recognize Jessica Alba, and now Jessica Alba has tweeted a response, all right, saying, I totally see how this kid Sauce got his name. He said to my girl, the one that Sauce references from Detroit, quote, how can I get caught up when I'm the catch? And then there's a cry laughing emoji. But in all honesty, he was actually very polite with his elder, Aaron Rodgers, and everyone else in the room. It was nice meeting you. Now, is this an unforgivable thing to not know who Jessica Alba is if you're Sauce Gardner?
Well, here's the problem. I've been thinking about this a lot today. Diana Rossini and I talked about this morning. The problem is us. The problem is us.
What? It,
yes, because we forget that he's what, 21,
yep.
22? She's 42. She's closer to us than she is to him. Mm-hmm. He didn't grow up watching her movies. As Diana said, he has no idea what honey is.
Oh, man. I mean,
don't break my heart.
20 years age difference.
This is the problem. It's about us feeling much older as a result of this situation. So, yes, it's alarming, but, you know, by the way, use the exact same line. That's how I got married. It was a tremendous line that he used.
Right? Oh, how can I get caught up?
Yeah, if I'm the catch. Yeah, tremendous.
That's
absolutely
great.
Tremendous.
You guys are all aligned. We're talking to Chris Carlin, host of Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. This very show, in fact, that Randy Scott and myself, Shea Cornett, filling in for here. So back to the May the 4th be with you really quick, Carlin, before we say goodbye to you. So you said you're a medium Star Wars guy. So do you celebrate the May the 4th by watching a Star Wars movie tonight? I just need to know the level you're at here.
I would call myself non-practicing.
Okay, I see. So we don't actually watch the movie tonight.
Non-observant.
Got it.
If a Star Wars movie is on, I am not going to turn it off.
Okay.
I am that level of fan, and I, yeah, absolutely. I've seen all the last, I guess the first three, and then this, the three that just came out the last few years.
Non-practicing May the 4th be with you Star Wars guy. Got it.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Or do not. There is no try.
There is no try. See, you know it, though, almost through osmosis. Like, I know it probably from Family Guy. You know what I mean? Like, like I don't have
that's
to.
That's the only Star Wars you've seen is the Family Guy episode?
I think that's it. Yeah. And then Spaceballs. I saw Spaceballs, and I could piece together the rest.
Just considering who we work for, maybe you want to study up a little bit.
I celebrate it.
We talked about that. We already cleared that. Don't worry. We said we should probably get to know things a little bit because I'm like, I'm really far behind here. I need to really brush up on my. So do you want to know ours? My pop culture blind spot is I've never seen Shawshank Redemption.
You've never seen Shawshank?
No. Does that?
I didn't see it until like 10 years ago. I'm okay there with you.
Well, that's still a decade, but
I'll give you one. I'll give you one. I had not, up until 2 years ago, had never seen a Godfather movie.
Yeah, that's bad.
Except Godfather 3.
Oh, the worst one. What?
Yes.
Godfather 3 never happened.
Here's the problem. Saw that in the theater.
So then you had to go rewatch the other two? Is that how that worked? You went reverse on Godfather?
20 years later.
What's the David Spade joke? I wanted to see it, but I was sick that weekend. Like, because it was in and out of the theaters. So I've seen every, you know, Tommy Boy, Black Sheep.
Of course.
You know, I've seen those. I've never seen any of the Back to the Futures, any of the Indiana Joneses, or any of the Star Wars. When you're the oldest of a multi-kid family, you have to see the movie that fits the youngest kid, right? You're brought down to the lowest common denominator. So anything that was too scary or too violent or whatever, like, I missed out on it.
Whatever lets you sleep at night.
And he's, yeah, like he hasn't had 20 years since then to catch up on
this
movie.
Shawshank.
That's fine. I know. Right. Okay. All right, Carlin, thank you. See you later. Bye-bye.
Enjoy
the game tonight. Bye. That's Chris Carlin. Again, you can hear him right here on the show. It's KG and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. All right, so again, tonight we got game two between the Lakers and the Warriors. It should be a good one. Let's revisit this really quick, Randy, just before we go to break here, because we've been talking, obviously, a lot about Anthony Davis and can he repeat what he has done, you know, in game one. And I think Carlin made a really good point here, and we were talking to him, like, these are not necessarily two guys or two teams that are young, which you and I talked about earlier, but also the fact that obviously the Lakers had a little bit more rest than the Warriors do because they didn't have to go seven games in their initial series. And so maybe this is a game where they feel like now everyone's got their feet in a feel out game, if you will, even though these two teams have played each other a lot, like game one, maybe a little bit of a feel out game. And so here come the Warriors and they'll figure out how to get things done in game two. I will say this. We also talked about the shooting performance in the paint. I mean, the Warriors lost that game and they're shooting poorly in the paint. They also had a plus 14 on field goal attempts, plus 45 points from the three-point line. They committed only 8 turnovers. And again, they still lost the game. Like, they played a very good game.
Yeah.
For them still to lose. So I feel like their backs up are they're up against the wall a little bit tonight.
Yeah, they played the kind of game they wanted. They made the Lakers play a brand of Warriors basketball, and the Lakers just did it better and forced Golden State to kind of play, you know, catch from behind and force Jordan Poole into a shot 7 seconds on the clock that he shouldn't have been the one taking. Like, I think if you're Golden State, you can more accurately and more consistently duplicate your performance from game one. I don't know that the Lakers can. I don't know that they have someone who's going to be able to check Steph. I don't know they're going to get a down game from Klay again like that. So many things had to go right for L.A. Like, that was their ceiling. So now, yeah, they have home court. We know the road woes for Golden State, sure. But Kevon Looney is going to continue to rebound at the clip he is rebounding at. And like I said, Anthony Davis has been a roller coaster. Like, he's either at 30 points plus or he's in the teens, Shay.
Yeah.
It's not, and we heard Carlin say it, like, his sort of Mendoza line or you know, the magic number for Anthony Davis with regard to the Lakers winning in Carlin's eyes is about 25 points. And I don't think he gets there in game two if any of the other postseason games have been any indication.
And so obviously you're talking about the Memphis series, and I will say, like, game three, he was great. Game four, he was bad. But game five, I'm just looking at it now, he had 31 points and 19 boards. Great, but he followed that up with 16 points, which was huge. Still a dip in his minutes, in his scoring per minutes, but at least the back end of that series, he did follow it up in decent back-to-back games. We'll see what happens tonight. Should be a good one between the Lakers and the Warriors. Warriors trying to even out the series. Lakers looking to go up 2-0. Coming up, we'll go back to football because Lamar Jackson, as we know, signed a historic contract with the Ravens. He actually spoke today. But now the question is, who's next? Does Joe Burrow get a contract before the season starts? Because he's got to be next. Or maybe it's Justin Herbert. We'll talk about it next. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Candy and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and presented by Progressive Insurance. My voice does not sound like Candy or Carlin because I am not either one of those people. Shay Cornett, Randy Scott here with you for the next few hours, filling in for the guys. I'm going to assume, because this is what we're doing, that music is from Star Wars. May the Fourth be with you. If you are, and that's how I know for certain it is from Star Wars, is that annoying thing. That's our pop culture blind spot, me and Randy's. What's yours? Do you not watch Star Wars? Is there something everyone talks about? You're like, haven't seen it, don't know it, haven't heard it. Give us a call. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The news, though, pop culturally and sportsy, does that make sense? In the world right now, Lamar Jackson, he signs a monster contract with the Ravens. It's all official. We've gone back and forth, obviously, on this for a lot of months, betting on himself, perhaps throwing out a trade situation. None of it worked out that way. Instead, he will stay put with the Ravens. And so he signed a 5-year, $260 million deal. It became official today. There's NFL records in terms of signing bonus, a 3-year cash flow, an average per season. All of that is historic and at a new level. So he did it today, spoke to the media today for the first time afterwards. But now, as we always do here, Randy, in sports, is now we look ahead. What does this mean? What does this mean for the pressure on Lamar Jackson? And what does it mean for the guys who are next? In my opinion, I think the next guy that's going to get this big kind of contract is going to be Joe Burrow. In fact, I think bravo to the Ravens for getting this done before Joe Burrow signs his deal. Mm-hmm. They basically had to rename the stadium in Cincinnati to get enough money to pay Joe Burrow. Give him whatever he wants. This guy, and I feel close to this because, Randy, my husband's from Cincinnati. He's a diehard Bengals fan. So I've been to a Bengals game. I've been around that stadium. And to see what it was and what it now is because of that guy, because of Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, I'll give him credit for this too. You can't go anywhere in Cincinnati without seeing someone in one of these two jerseys.
Yeah.
They have, I don't need to talk about what they've done for the franchise in terms of winning percentage. And they used to be called the Bungles. Like, literally, they used to call them the Bungles. And now we can't even make that joke anymore. And so I think Joe Burrow is going to break the bank. He's going to one up this deal that Lamar Jackson got. And I just hope it comes before the season starts. And in fact, I do think it happens before. I think you have to.
Okay.
You have
to do it. I think you have to as well. I don't think it's going to get done, though. Cincinnati notoriously you know, alligator armed when it comes to reaching for the check, right? Like, we all have that friend where you're out, and a lot of times they're the one that's like, oh, yeah, make mine a double. Oh, yeah, you know, I want to add a lobster tail on the side of whatever it is. And then they come time, and they want to split everything equally when that bill comes. Or, oh, man, hey, can you get me this time? Because, you know, I'll Venmo you, I'll hit you up, whatever it is. That's the Cincinnati Bengals, not only in that division, but in the National Football League. Like, they are notorious for not paying their guys, and even then, only doing so begrudgingly. I actually think Justin Herbert's going to get a deal before Burrow does. And it's because of the Los Angeles little brother syndrome that the Chargers have. Like, they have to lock in someone who is a generational quarterback talent, and I'm saying that objectively. Like, I'm a Raider fan. I want to root against him. But I fear him two Sundays every season. I do. And I think that the Chargers get this deal done because the precedent has been set. I mean, Jalen Hurts had the title for, you know, most lucrative NFL quarterback contract, right? The average annual value, I think, is how they got it. He had that for 9 days, and then Lamar takes it. The longer you wait, the more it costs you. And I see the Chargers swooping in while the price is, you know, comparatively, contextually low.
Here's the problem I have with this, though, with the Justin Herbert situation. And look, he's helped that Chargers franchise, yes. They've yet to win a playoff game. In fact, they lose in embarrassing fashion. You're going to be mad at me for this, Randy, and I don't mean to pick on Justin Herbert, but I have like a whole stat situation here about how bad he's been over the last 2 years. He hasn't been good. He's 27th in touchdown rate against the blitz. He's worse than Taylor Heinicke. In terms of passing in the pocket, there are four names ranking ahead of him. Their names, Darnold, Ryan, Mayfield, Brady, washed up Tom Brady, Baker Mayfield, Matty Ryan, and Sam Darnold. Like, he's not, he hasn't shown me enough to prove that he's at the same level of Joe Burrow. And what are they keeping up with? They're keeping up with the Rams, who were in the gutter this year? Like, what are we talking about? Well, I just don't think the Chargers have done enough. And part of that's on the coaching staff. I think a lot of that also goes to the coaching staff and things being ill. Like, we talk about how the Cowboys are mismanaged sometimes. The Chargers are brutally mismanaged. Yeah. There have been some issues in the last 2 minutes of game. But Justin Herbert, to me, has not proven that he's that dude.
Okay, so they're going to possibly let Austin Eckler walk or trade him because they don't want to pay him. And maybe that's to free up money to lock in Justin Herbert. I don't know. But eventually you reach this point. You brought it up with Lamar Jackson with regard to his cap hit coming up in the 26-27 season. He says more than $70 million.
Yeah, like it's astronomical.
It's prohibitive to building a competitive roster around you. At some point, if a quarterback wants this pay, and God bless every single one of them for getting their bag. The market pays what the market pays. How much is your house worth? It is worth what someone will pay for it. That is what these quarterbacks are getting out there and getting. But then you cannot cash that check while also bemoaning the fact that you don't have the offensive weapons that you feel like you need to succeed. The two are increasingly becoming mutually exclusive of each other with the way these cap structures are built and the way these contracts are backloaded to where these are borderline poison pills at the back ends of these contracts. Because, again, to your point about Lamar, like, who's to say what's going to happen in the interim? So with the way he plays and the age he'll be at in that season, it feels like an irresponsible deal. Justin Herbert doesn't play that way. Justin Herbert, I didn't know that about his pocket passing stats, but I
terrible.
Know.
Terrible. They're terrible.
Well, in a division where Patrick Mahomes isn't going anywhere, you know, if you're going to, you can't bring a knife to a gunfight here. Like, you have to have a quarterback who can sling it with him.
He's had a lot of talent around him. Now, he's also been, Chargers have also been bit by that injury bug bad.
Yes.
I'll admit that. But, I mean, who's not? Everyone in the National Football League, when push comes to shove, is. To me, like, I can do this because we're talking a lot of NBA playoffs. Jimmy Butler, when the lights are brightest, how clutch the game is, he's better. That's the kind of player you want. Justin Herbert, I'm sorry. In the last 2 minutes of games, in the postseason, when the game is on the line, he crumbles. Like, that's when he falls apart. I can't have that if that's my quarterback. And Burrow's the complete opposite.
Burrow's rock steady. Burrow played with one good knee. And put up great numbers.
And didn't even have a whole rookie season.
No, and then in the year after that, he takes you to Super Bowl. Like, he's already shown you what he's capable of, but I would put his wide receiver talent over, you know, 12 to 13 games of Keenan Allen because he has James Harden's hamstrings and Mike Williams. Mike Williams is guaranteed to miss 3 or 4 games. You know what I mean? Like, they're soft.
Yeah, right, they're a bit, yeah.
Whoever handles soft tissue injuries out there must just lie awake at night, you know, wide-eyed.
But they had a better offensive line, but also a little bit injured.
and better coaching. Zach Taylor is a better offensive mind than Brandon Staley.
Would you have ever said that, though, in the beginning? He's proven that over the last few years.
You're right. Not in the beginning. So I think it also, you have to factor in the ownership. You have to factor in the front office. And you have to factor in this increasing, which must be just a sense of dread for the people cashing these checks and negotiating these contracts, because it is not getting any cheaper. It is only going to get more expensive.
Yeah, I agree. We'll see. So Randy thinks it's going to be Justin Herbert. I think it's going to be Joe Burrow. One of these two dudes is going to get paid, and immediately Lamar Jackson will no longer be the highest played quarterback in the National Football League with the most guaranteed money. I could guarantee that. This is Candy and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Shea Cornett and one Randy Scott here filling in for the guys. One Randy Scott, who has an appointment immediately following this show. Is it to go watch the game tonight? No. No. It is with a psychic. We'll dive in next. Stay here, ESPN Radio.
This is the Canty and Carlin podcast.
Yes, may the 4th be with you for all you Star Wars lovers out there. I got to be honest. We've been doing this show for a few hours now. I didn't know Star Wars had this many tracks. I mean, the tracks, they keep coming.
I'm learning. I'm learning.
Randy and I are learning all about Star Wars today because we are not Star Wars buffs. This is our pop culture blind spot. What is yours? It's Candy and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. 888-SAY-ESPN. It's 888-729-3776. That's the phone number. Do you have a pop culture blind spot? Is it Star Wars? Let us know. Give us a call. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Also, the thing we were talking about before this, big day for Lamar Jackson today. I have no idea if I doubt he's a Star Wars fan. Doesn't seem like a Star Wars guy.
Maybe not. Maybe Mandalorian, though. Maybe. Boba Fett. You know, some of the Disney Plus stuff.
Yeah, maybe Mandalorian. Yeah. Totally. This is why we get our paycheck signed. Maybe a few Disney Plus things, right? But Lamar Jackson, he signed his big contract today, historic contract, spoke to the media today, all signed on the dotted line. So now naturally we spin it forward. Who will be the next quarterback that will sign a major contract and immediately make him feel like he is not and he will not be the highest paid quarterback and player in the NFL? Will it be Justin Herbert? Will it be Joe Burrow? I don't know. But Joseph's in New Jersey and has a comment on it. Joseph, what do you think? Who do you think's the next guy to get the big contract like Lamar Jackson did today?
Totally agree with you guys that it's Burrow. But I'm so happy to hear your opinion on Justin Herbert. I could not agree more. I'm wondering who or when he's going to make somebody or some team better. He has weapons that most NFL teams would die for in Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and Austin Eckler, one of the best receiving running backs in the league year after year. Mm-hmm. And I don't get, and I understand they're in the division with Mahomes and the Chiefs, but they should be much better and getting better results than they do season after season that he's there. And I think they're stuck with him. I think that's the way they got to stay and go with, but it just seems like he needs pristine conditions in order to take that team further than it's been since he got there.
Joseph, I couldn't agree more. Thank you for hammering my point home. Let me just take this a step further. Randy, join in too here.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Justin Herbert going on the road and having to play at, I don't know, well, Lambeau doesn't have the same effect now that Aaron Rodgers isn't there anymore, but having to go on the road and play somewhere like Chicago, I'll use that, like Chicago in the cold? Can you even imagine?
I mean, he's played, I'm sure, at a cold Arrowhead at this point in his career. And
a chilly, not in the postseason he has.
Not in the postseason.
Not when it matters. No, he has not.
That's fair. That is a fair point. But he's beaten the Chiefs.
You've riled me up.
I understand.
You've riled me up.
I like
Justin Herbert chatter.
I'm here for it.
Craig's in Michigan. Craig, what do you got? What do you think about these quarterback contracts?
Well, you know, first of all, I've never seen Star Wars or any of, what was the other one you said?
Star Trek.
No, you didn't say it. I've seen Star Trek, but I haven't seen Game of Thrones.
I'm not
against seeing either one of them. I just haven't seen them. But, you know, as far as the contracts go, I understand why people get enamored about the humongous contracts. But what I'm wondering is, and it is possible because we've seen it happen before, when's one of these guys going to lay back in the weeds, let everybody else get their teams more hamstrung salary cap wise, and then just take a lesser deal so they can add more talent and go win more championships? And we've seen Brady do it. So, I mean, it's possible. not maybe not likely, but I think that eventually somebody's going to make that decision.
Yeah, Craig, thanks for the call. I think that actually is a really interesting conversation, because if you think, yeah, Brady's done it, that's what first comes to mind, Randy.
Yeah.
But think about even Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson wasn't on a monster contract when he won the Super Bowl. That's why they had such a loaded roster, because they didn't have to pay him a ton of money when he won his Super Bowl as well. Like, it's a concept that's worth thinking about. You take less money, you have more superstars on your roster that you can pay, you win a chip, or at least you become uber relevant, let's just say that, or better yet, win a Super Bowl, and then you can make more money down the road. It is a concept maybe worth thinking about.
It is. It's the ultimate bet on you. Well, it's bet on yourself, right? And that
right.
is easy for us to say when we don't play a violent game, no matter how protective of NFL quarterbacks the rules are, and when a nine-figure contract is sitting in your inbox.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, there is that threat. There's the threat of, I could blow out my ACL walking the dog tomorrow. I could slip and fall down the stairs. I could pull a Dustin Johnson. Whatever it is, I could do something catastrophic to my future when this contract is sitting here just waiting for my signature on it.
Agree with you. Quickly, before we go to break,
yes.
We have some breaking news that we're going to get to after the break. This I teased, so we need to know. The psychic coming up?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's on the recommendation of a family friend. I come into it with an open-mindedness. I believe in this sort of thing. I am, though, a little skeptical, because you can learn details about my life just on social media. I'm pretty open book. So, but the ultimate thing is, it's a psychic medium. And so I lost my mom. Oh, man, it's been more than 6 years now. So there are so many things that she's missed. There's so many opinions of hers that I would love her insight on, direction, things like that. And I don't know, it really worked for a very close family friend to be able to communicate with her parents who have passed, and I'd love for that opportunity.
Okay.
So that's
report
what I'm hoping
back.
For. Yeah. It's literally like right after the show.
No, people, we get off the air at 7 Eastern. He's on the air with the psychic at 7 Eastern. So it's literally right after
exactly.
the show. So he's got to prep for it in the breaks, which we're going to take right now. It's Shea Cornett and Randy Scott filling in for the guys here on Canty and Carlin. Breaking news, a Woj bomb, if you will, coming up.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.